from the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by WeatherOlogy.com. I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhouse. Right now, 9 degrees.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbors. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
Good Tuesday, Mid-America Network News. Kansas Bureau of Investigation says it's probing the death of a 24-year-old man during a shootout with police in the south central Kansas town of Medicine Lodge. KBI said in a statement yesterday that Gary Leon Hurd Jr. was fatally shot about 5 o'clock Sunday evening by a Medicine Lodge police officer while a search warrant was being served. The KBI says an officer fired at Hurd when he confronted the armed man in a bedroom and that the two exchanged gunfire. Hurd died at the scene. No officers were injured. Superintendent Brad Reed of the Great Bend School Board announced his plans for resignation and retirement from the district at last night's board meeting. That retirement effective June 2017. Great Bend Post reports School Board President Joyce Carter put the motion before the board members to appoint Chris Thexton as an active interim superintendent for the district until further notice. Mid-America Network News.
Tis the season for picking the perfect Christmas tree. And right now you'll find the perfect fresh-cut tree conveniently located at the Home Depot. These farm-fresh trees are ready for you to wander through them and use just the right one to bring the holidays home. They range from 5 to 10 feet tall, and they're ready to be lit, decorated, and have songs sung around them. Perfect. Fresh-cut Christmas trees, ready right now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Assortment varies by store. See store for details.
Katie, where's your Jergens? My lotion? Here in the shower where it belongs.
Wait, in the shower?
Yeah, Mom. I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It instantly locks in moisture from my shower, so my skin stays soft and luminous all day without that sticky lotion feel.
Moisture without that heavy feel?
Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
And who said Mom always knows best?
You're more than just a pretty face. Jergens.
The Kansas Senate's top Republican says she and other lawmakers worry that GOP Governor Sam Brownback won't fix the state's budget long term as he pursues a federal job. Senate President Susan Weigel of Wichita and other lawmakers are frustrated by Governor Sam Brownback's decision to wait until January to address the budget shortfall instead of cutting spending through executive action. Kansas faces a nearly $350 million budget shortfall for the current fiscal year and a $580 million shortfall next year. A husband and wife accused of laundering drug money for a Mexican cartel at a small southwest Kansas bank have admitted their roles in the conspiracy. George Enns and his wife Agatha of Meade each pleaded guilty Monday to one count of money laundering conspiracy under a deal with prosecutors that spares them prison time. Both George and Agatha Enns are scheduled back in court in February for sentencing. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. One worker died after collapsing at an auto parts manufacturing company in southeast Nebraska. Another worker remains hospitalized. Beatrice firefighters called to the NEAPCO components plant Monday morning and a suspicious smell was reported. Before firefighters arrived, one worker needed CPR. Authorities are investigating the discovery of human remains near Lexington as a likely homicide. The Kearney Hub reports the remains were found Monday morning on a farmstead in Dawson County, about 2.5 miles north of Lexington. The Dawson County Sheriff's Office says an initial investigation indicates a homicide occurred and that investigators were following several leads. A 53-year-old man dies after being shot during a confrontation at York Hospital with police. York News Times reports the incident happened early Sunday morning at York General Hospital. Officers tried using a stun gun and pepper spray before opening fire. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and look closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Firefighters battled cold temperatures early Saturday morning as a hog confinement operation near Mahaska, operated by Livingston Enterprises, was destroyed by fire. The facility, which was filled with farrowing hogs, was listed as a total loss. Engulfed in flames as the Mahaska Volunteer Fire Department arrived shortly after 6 a.m., crews from Haddam, Morrillville, Narka, Munden, February City and Rural provided mutual aid, along with assistance of the Washington County Sheriff's Office and ambulance services from Washington and Jefferson counties. Initially brought under control in about an hour, firemen were on the scene the remainder of the day watching for flare-ups, as an investigation as to the cause was also underway. Marysville USD 364 School Board held a special meeting December 7th. And offered a certified contract to Amanda Boating as second grade teacher at Marysville Elementary for the second semester. Changes in assignment: Jamie Slupionik from second grade teacher to elementary special education for the second semester. Following discussion with the design group on phase two of the bond project, the board approved the final design for phase two, including the activity center. Diller O'Dell School Board has accepted resignation of a teacher accused of slapping a student in November. Ronald D. Rickstruage, 59, was sought out by the Gage County Sheriff's Department for misdemeanor third-degree assault last month after several middle school students said they saw him hit the student in the ag classroom at the school after the student leaned against or moved a desk. Rickstruage said he told the student to stop, then reached out and slapped with an open hand. Student described it as a medium slap. Rickstrew said it was a light slap. Gage County officials recently discussed raising building permit fines. Concerns were expressed that residents may at times delay getting a permit, not wanting property improvements to be added to tax rolls. Aerial mapping may help county officials better coordinate identification of such properties. Another member also brought up the fact that some residents may be unaware of planning and zoning rules requiring the permits. No action was taken. Kathleen Kate Dobrovolny, age 80, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, Blue Rapids. Burial of a Cottage Hill Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Wednesday noon until 4:30 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Then at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church Wednesday from 6 until 7, with rosary following at 7. Terry Christie, funeral home, in charge of arrangements for Kate Dobrovolny. Lindsay Woodside, age 74, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral services Friday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie, funeral home, in charge of arrangements for Lindsay Woodside. Harold L. Cope, age 92, and Doris M. Cope, age 91, of Marysville, passed away November 30th. Memorial services are planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Private burial of the Cottage Hill Cemetery south of Waterville. Terry Christie, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Harold and Doris Cope. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, baked potato, a roll, broccoli, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, cheeseburger soup, turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, a veggie plate, and fruited jello. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville High basketball teams entertain Concordia tonight. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Snow showers pushing east across the eastern Corn Belt, the Ohio-Tennessee Valley today, deep into the southeastern United States, where precipitation becomes mixed. And there's been, of course, some measurable snow from the upper Midwest, eastern Great Lakes, east across the Great Lakes into upstate New York. Some of the snow totals real heavy, too, in that portion of the country. Deep into the southeastern United States, precipitation again could be mixed. It gets windy, too, across most of the nation's midsection, all the way through the upper Midwest. Wind chill advisories out early on, Montana, Minnesota, parts of North and South Dakota. Wind chills between 15 and 35 below in spots. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by WeatherOlogy.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhaus. Sunshine on the increase, highs push into the 20s here today. We stay clear, drop into and through the teens tonight. Upper 20s, near 30, bright sun tomorrow, around 30, clouds thicken Thursday. Friday, warmer, slight chance of rain, could see snow by the weekend.
Average high temperature mid-December, 42, record high on this date, 74 in 1889. The average low 23, the record low was 7 below 0 in 1932. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning at 7:34. It's 11 degrees in Marysville this morning as wind chills dip below 0 on a north wind between 10 and 15 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 13th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about their rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even free ribeye dinners. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for dinner between work and the Christmas program or a hearty breakfast before a big day of shopping. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
England hangs on in a thriller. Hi everyone, I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. It wasn't easy, but the Patriots made it three in a row.
Tom Brady, after the play fake, deep pass, man running open. Chris Hogan off to the races. Touchdown, New England. No flags on the play.
On ESPN, New England defeated Baltimore 30-23. In the NBA, a big night for James Harden and the Rockets.
Around in an A screen, into the paint. The runner threw it up and in somehow. Was he even looking at the rim? I have no idea. Who cares? 30 for James Harden.
The call on KBME. Harden's 36 lift Houston past Brooklyn, 122-118, and a nail-biter in Los Angeles between the Clippers and Trailblazers. Here's how it ended on KLAC.
Chris will stand on the left baseline holding at his hip. Gets it to Redick on the left baseline. The clock runs out, and the Clippers escape L.A. with a win, 121-120.
Staying in the NBA, the Raptors have won three straight.
Valanciunas in search of another double-double as DeRozan is pinned in front of the Bucks bench. Passes out of it to Lowry. Touch pass into the far corner to Carroll. Frozen rope triple. Good to go.
The call on CJCL. Toronto dominates Milwaukee 122-100. College hoops, the 16th-ranked Gamecocks suffer their first loss of the season.
Dozier grabs the rebound, heaves it from three-quarters. Oh, and it rattles in and out. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. P.J. Dozier nearly sent this thing to overtime.
The call on the Gamecock IMG Sports Network. Seton Hall edges South Carolina 67-64. On the ice, the Penguins dominate.
Center point to Letang. Right side to Malkin. Slapper. One-timer stop. Rebound Crosby. He puts it in out of midair. Hallelujah, Hollywood.
The call on the Penguins radio network, Pitt Blanks, Arizona, 7-zip. Baseball has announced new hazing rules as part of an anti-hazing and anti-bullying policy in their new collective bargaining agreement. One of the rules prohibits players from dressing up as women. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in our broadcast feature. Marysville entertains Concordia. Boys and girls games live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. And streaming on our website, kndyradio.com. Valley Heights tips off at Republic County. Frankfort travels to Lynn. Hanover's at Blue Valley Randolph. Haxtell hosts Troy. Washington County home to Clifton Clyde. And Centralia entertains Donovan West.
It's time to spruce up your home for the holidays at Hill Home Furnishings in Beatrice. A shipment of fireplaces has just arrived. Get a Dwell Fireplace Media Center in Midnight Cherry Finish for $469, Cantilever Contemporary Fireplace Media Center in Dark Oak Finish, $559, a Mayfield Fireplace Media Center, which holds up to a 65-inch TV and has a large 28-inch firebox with efficient infrared heating for $775, LaSalle 59-inch TV Stand Fireplace with infrared heater, $559. Lakeland 60-inch Fireplace Media Center, your choice, premium oak or dark cherry finish, $9.99. A Sunny Designs 42-inch Entertainment Center is just $199.99 cash and carry. Come to Hill Home Furnishings.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, North Dakota Democrat, is topping President-elect Trump's list to be the next Ag Secretary. At least that as of this morning. The question remains whether she will accept the post, though. Politico reporting that if she leaves the Senate for USDA, likely be giving up that seat to a Republican. Now, Democrats are hoping she would turn down the offer because it would give Republicans a chance to increase a thin majority in the Senate, which stands at 52. But former North Dakota Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan says Heitkamp can win re-election because North Dakotans like and trust her. Heitkamp met with Trump earlier in the month and also considered to be a potential energy secretary, though former Texas Governor Rick Perry is likely front-runner for that post. Heitkamp is viewed as a vocal advocate for farmers and would be a small signal of bipartisanship under the new administration. A class action lawsuit against Syngenta regarding rejected exports is likely to head to trial next year as scheduled. AgriPulse reporting the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals declined to review a lower court certification order allowing the lawsuit to proceed. Syngenta called the appeals court ruling one step in a long process. Multiple classes of farmers within the lawsuit are suing the company because a Syngenta biotech corn trait unapproved for export to China was then found in an export cargo allegedly pushed corn prices lower in 2013. Lawyers for the farmers included in the lawsuit estimate that farmers lost between $5 and $7 billion in revenue because China stopped importing U.S. corn at the time. The nationwide class involved in the lawsuit is set for trial of June of 2017. Find more Ag News online anytime at AgView.net. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Lawmakers passed the 2016 Water Resources Development Act, or WRDA, in the final hours of the 114th Congress last week, but the bill does little for producers in the upper Midwest. It was a heavy lift by the House and Senate Public Works lawmakers, an end-of-session save of key water infrastructure legislation that includes major locks, dams, and dredging in many states. But other than mandating a flood damage reduction study for the upper Mississippi and Illinois River basins, the 2016 WRDA bill breaks no new ground for locks modernization in that particular region. More than a half a dozen locks projects on the upper Mississippi and Illinois rivers have been waiting for funding for years since being authorized in an earlier Water Resources Reform and Development Act bill. Central Illinois Republican Representative Rodney Davis complained in September. That's long enough.
In award of 2007, Congress authorized construction of seven new 1,200-foot locks along the upper Mississippi and Illinois waterway system. Yet here we are 9 years later, and the Corps still hasn't completed pre-construction engineering and design for these projects.
The Illinois lawmaker argues that delays in navigation locks are frequent and only getting worse, lasting as long as 12 hours at a time and costing farmers, shippers, and ultimately consumers money. In other news, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, a North Dakota Democrat, tops President-elect Donald Trump's list to be the next agriculture secretary. The question is whether or not she'll accept the post. Politico reports that if she leaves the Senate for the Department of Agriculture, she will likely be giving up her Senate seat to a Republican. Democrats are hoping she'll turn down the post so that she will save her seat in the Senate, where Republicans already have a thin majority. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
It's a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, no binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra beef cattle nuggets, cubes, or tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
And now, another episode of Don't Touch That Turkey!
Okay, turkeys, looking good today. Maybe too good. Butterball, lose some weight. You, rub some dirt on your face. Everybody ready? Let's go!
Eat more beef! Eat more beef!
Families that eat beef together stay together. The family from Cattle Empire extend to your family the warmest wishes and the happiest of holidays. Cattle Empire, located in Satanta, Kansas, building on tradition with renewed vision.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. We are nearing the end of the Obama administration, which means we are nearing the end of the Vilsack administration at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Tom Vilsack has been Ag Secretary all through the Obama years. And coming up, he'll talk about some of the accomplishments and challenges of those years. Right after this.
Christmas is quickly approaching, and I've got just the thing for that hard-to-buy-for farmer. Max Armstrong's Stories from the Heartland. It's a beautiful, full-color, hardcover book containing stories about many of the people Max has met during his travels. The stories are all self-contained, leading one reviewer to note, "You can only read a story or two if you'd like, but chances are you'll want to keep reading. The stories are that good." Max shares inspiring, touching, and laugh-out-loud stories from his 40-year career in farm broadcasting. His travels have taken him far away from his family farm along the Wabash River in Indiana, but Max has always managed to keep one foot in the furrow. Max has met the most fascinating folks, and this book is a tribute to them, as well as the countless Americans whose lives have been enriched because of their connections to agriculture. Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong, the perfect Christmas gift. Order yours at maxarmstrongbook.com. That's maxarmstrongbook.com.
Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack is one of the few secretaries who has served the entire term of the president who appointed him. He has been with the Obama administration from the beginning. And when reporter Patrick Haggerty sat down with him in Washington, D.C. last week to talk about his time in office, he said to name the accomplishments would take quite a while.
You know, we now have more opportunities for our farm families in terms of what they grow and where they grow it and where they sell it, what size of operations that they can be, how we can get young and beginning farmers into the business, far more extended opportunities there. The disaster programs and the safety net, I think, is more defensible than it was with the old direct payment system to the average citizen in this country. Our nutrition programs, obviously, are providing help and assistance to young people. And I can tell you that we're going to have a generation of healthier children because of the school lunch changes and the school snack changes and the WIC, Women, Infant, Children, package changes. Rural development, we've made an historic investment, nearly 6,000 water treatment and sewage treatment projects, 185,000 to 200,000 miles of electric lines that have been improved, hundreds of broadband projects, over 100,000 businesses help create and support nearly 500,000 jobs, unemployment down, poverty rates down, food insecurity among kids at its lowest rate, food safety. We are saving lives, more lives today than we did 8 years ago, with some changes that are historic and unique. So across the board, Natural Conservation Service, basically we now have a record number of acres enrolled in conservation projects. We're leveraging more resources from the outside in conservation. Our forest service now has a forest planning rule, first one in 30 years. We worked collaboratively with other agencies in a very innovative and creative way. So regardless of how you look at it, I think rural America is better off. And I also want to thank the farmers, the ranchers, the people who live in rural America for their dedication to our country, for the working relationship we've had. I think it's been a good one, and I'm proud of the work that we've done, and I'm proud of the work that they do every day.
Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, back after this.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel, with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, just 11 degrees, wind chills below zero on north winds, topping 10 miles an hour this morning. We'll likely not get out of the 20s or even break the freezing mark here today.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Bring your archery skills to the next level at Impulse Archery, a full-service pro shop with bows, archery accessories, boat maintenance, and a 35-yard 3D indoor archery range. Winter leagues forming now. Open 7 days a week, 3 miles west of Marysville. Find us on Facebook at Impulse Archery LLC or at ImpulseArchery.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports on a Tuesday. Kansas has rewarded David Beatty with a 2-year contract extension and a significant raise after he took the Jayhawks from a winless record in his first season to a pair of wins in year two. The extension keeps Beatty with the Jayhawks through the 2021 season while increasing his salary to $1.6 million in the first year with an additional $100,000 each succeeding year. While we're talking about Lawrence, Kansas senior guard Frankman III has been named the Phillips 66 Big 12 Player of the Week. Mason receiving the honor for the second time in the 2016-17 season. In two Kansas victories last week, Mason averaged 24 points, including a career-high tying 30 points in Kansas' 105-62 win against